Are you feeling like dating has gotten harder than ever? You're not imagining it. The apps can be exhausting, the good ones feel taken, and sometimes you wonder if it's just too late for you. But I am here to tell you it is absolutely not too late to find real, lasting love. Help is on the way, and that is exactly what we're doing for you. We are hosting one of our internationally renowned Love Lab workshops called Dating During Midlife and Over 50. It's happening soon, Monday, September 15th from 6 to 9 p.m. Central, and you can join from anywhere on earth because it's on Zoom, and this is the only Love Lab that we are doing this year, so don't wait. It is awesome. You'll meet me and my team in a small group. You're going to optimize your own online profile, and you're going to learn how to date with joy again, like our one-on-one coaching clients do. No more endless swiping and no more wondering if you're ever going to meet somebody. You will get real strategies that work for midlife dating and dating over 50, and you get to ask your most burning questions in a safe, positive community. And here's proof. Holly, one of our Love Lab alums, came to us when she was in her 50s, and she left with the plan that led her straight to her husband. And today, she is happily married, and it all started with the Love Lab workshop. So you've got a decision to make. Are you ready to find love? Well, then sign up. Seats are limited, and they're filling quickly, so do not wait to invest in your love life because you are worth it. Go right now to smartdatingacademy.com, click the services tab, and you will see the Dating During Midlife and Over 50 Love Lab. And you know what? Your next chapter in love is going to start on September 15th, and I cannot wait to meet you. Hi, I'm Bella Gandhi, founder of Smart Dating Academy and your host of this beautiful podcast. We're here to bring more love into your life, regardless of if you're single, if you're married, if you're thinking about becoming single, if you're thinking about becoming married or finding the lid to your pot. And we're going to bring more life into that love that you have or you want. You might have seen me on Good Morning America or Steve Harvey or The Today Show or 100 other places. But I'm so happy that you are here with us because we're going to make your life and your love better. Smart daters, hello. Today, I wanted to share with you something that has helped me a lot in my life to reduce anxiety and become a lot happier in the last few weeks. You know, those of you that know me, I've started this company 14 years ago. I'm the mom of a 15-year-old, a 19-year-old. I'm close to my parents. I have a brother, sister-in-law, and nephews, all local, lots of friends, a daughter that just went away to college, a son that plays three sports in high school. So I have a very full life, and I coach hundreds of clients per year. And there's a lot of things that happen in my day. And, you know, I'll get raw. Like, there are things that can make me sad. There are things that can make me anxious. And there's been a particular situation or two in my life over the last month, which have, you know, really got me wound up in knots. I found I wasn't sleeping well. I just, you know, on and off, I could feel the knots in my stomach all the time due to situations that, you know, I wanted to try to control. I wanted to try to change. And I realized at a certain point, the only thing I could do in these situations, I couldn't change the other people. I couldn't change the way they were behaving. The only thing I could do was change my own reaction to it. So I happened to pop on an Instagram live a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, I love doing Instagram lives. And through Good Morning America, I have had the great opportunity to meet some amazing people. And Dan Harris is one of the people I most admire that I met at GMA. And if you don't know, he's recently left GMA, but he is the anchor that had a public, he had kind of a panic attack on ABC, on national news, and he went on a personal exploration and quest to find out what caused this panic attack and why, and how he could work on himself so that it wouldn't happen again. So, spoiler alert, Dan took to meditation and he started a company called 10% Happier. They have an app. I've read his book. I've read his second book. I'm a huge fan. I've had the opportunity to chat with him backstage for 20 minutes about the world of singles. And so I hadn't seen Dan in a while because he's left GMA for over a year ago. So when I do it, he's obviously not there. So I happened to pop on when he was on a live, and I can't even remember who he was talking to. Maybe it was, I think it was Gretchen Rubin, that Happiness Project woman. And he was saying, you know, meditation can really help with your own anxiety and feeling better about relationships with other people. And sometimes when we get our undies in a bunch about somebody else, like I was, he said, we can give them a kindness, compassion meditation. And I said, I kind of propped up and started listening. What is a kindness, compassionate meditation, right? And, you know, truth be told, I love meditation. I'm not the best at it. I'm sort of a hyperactive, can't sit still for very long kind of person, but I do see the absolute benefits of it. And I'm not a skeptic. I'm working at getting better on it. But this meditation that Dan went through, and it was so beautiful that I was searching around my office. I needed a piece of paper and a pen, and I wanted to write down what he was saying. And he said, I want you to sit quietly and think about, kind of just close your eyes and imagine the person or the situation, whatever is giving you stress. And I want you to repeat these four sentences to yourself. Imagine the person. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. And may you live with ease. And I was like, oh my God, Dan, say it again. And I had to write it down. So I'm going to say it for you. Picture a person in your life that's giving you stress. Maybe it's someone you haven't heard from in dating. Maybe it's your ex. Maybe it's your ex's new girlfriend or boyfriend or your teenager or your neighbor or your sister or a teacher or your boss or somebody that works for you. Imagine this person's face, okay? And breathe deeply while you're doing this. Picture the person and give them kindness and compassion in your mind. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. And may you live with ease. I'm telling you, you guys, this has changed my world in the last 5 days. I called one of my best friends, Lisa, who's struggling with her own things. And I told her this meditation, and in her cute way, she's like, girl, hold up. I need to get myself a pen and a post-it note, and I need to write that down. And I said, it's a Buddhist kindness, compassion meditation. And so she's like, okay, I'm going to try this. And she was all riled up about something. The next day, she sent me a text. She's like, the Buddha and that meditation is working. I told it to another friend today who wrote it down and was like, wow, that is beautiful. I want you to take this kindness, compassionate meditation. And I'm telling you, it is so easy, and you don't have to sit in a corner and you don't have to meditate. You can do this while walking down the street. You can do this while sitting in your car. Deep breathe. So we talked about doing this with somebody that, you know, you don't like or is giving you anxiety, but I want to take a step back. I want you to do it for yourself. Say it to yourself. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be safe, and may I live with ease. When you're thinking about may I be happy, think about the things that will make you happy. May I be happy. What should I do to make myself happy? What can I do to make myself healthy? What can I do to feel safer in my life and to live with ease and less suffering? Do the meditation for yourself, that kindness, compassionate meditation to yourself. Then you can extend it to someone that you love. I could close my eyes and I could picture Andy. I could picture my mom. I could say, wow, these are people I love, my dad, more than anything. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you live with ease. And in me, it creates this sense of peace and ease. And then
take that person you don't like or the person that is causing you anxiety and do this meditation. Do it several times a day. Steel yourself. Do it in your core. It has helped me so much. It has helped people that I love, and I am here to share with you the gems that help me to be better, to live better, to live happier, to stay in that psychotically optimistic mindset. So I hope this kindness, compassionate meditation helps you with yourself, helps you to extend grace to somebody that you love, and also helps you to feel better about somebody that you don't like or doesn't like you, or you have sadness towards or anger towards, or you feel shame around. Be compassionate to that person and extend them that, because remember, holding that hostility inside of you, remember, it's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Being kind and compassionate to this person in your own mind reduces your own cortisol, reduces the bad hormones in your own system, and makes you feel more peaceful and lets you live a more joyful life. I hope this has helped you as much as it helps me. Let me know. Send us a note. Let me know that this has helped you and how it's helped you. I would love to hear. And if you love this, give us a rating. Tell us that you love this podcast. Tell us that you love this week of minis. These reviews mean the world to us. It would make me so happy to see you write something about this. As always, follow us on Instagram at Smart Dating Academy and sign up for our newsletter, smartdatingacademy.com, to be in the know and to have access to us in any way you want. If you're feeling that you need kindness and compassion and you need someone in your corner to help you with dating, to be your confidant, to be your personal trainer for your love life, to be your dating best friend, send us an email, get into our one-on-one VIP client roster. You won't be sorry. And I will leave you with this. May you, dear listener, be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. And may you live with ease.
Thanks for listening. And as always, download us, share us, show us the love. Follow Instagram at Smart Dating Academy. And if you or someone you know wants to learn more, check out our website at smartdatingacademy.com. We're here to bring you love.